The topic of today's podcast is Step 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity.
Hi, this is Kimberly. When I think about Step 2 and how it works in my life, the first thing that comes to mind is the use of the word could. I realize the immense amount of wisdom that must have come into play when the steps were being written, because using the word could in Step 2 means that I have a higher power that's loving, one that's gentle, and one who also is going to ask me to do some work instead of using a word like may or shall. Using the word could in Step 2 for me makes me remember to stay connected, stay grounded, and to do my part. One of my favorite sayings in a meeting I heard was that sometimes I have to put prayers on my wings on my prayers. And that's kind of how I feel about Step 2 in that regard. Another thing that really comes to play when I consider applying Step 2 to my life is that sanity is something that I could have too. It's not something elusive. It's not something that normal people who don't have alcoholic loved ones in their families only have. It's something that very much can be approached like my overall health and wellness. It's not just the absence of being sick or the absence of illness. It's something that I can work towards. It's something I can strive for, and it's something that can be done with my higher power and only with my higher power. And last but not least, when I consider what came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity meant in my life, I realized that there was no judgment. All I needed to believe was that there was a power greater than myself. And being new in Al-Anon or old, wherever you are in your program, it's very easy to understand when you've come from a place of complete insanity that there's something greater than you, and it will restore you to sanity as long as you're willing to work it. Thanks for letting me share.
I'm Walter. There's something that really attracted me about Al-Anon that allowed me to stay once I became involved. Because of the frequent references to God, I was pleased to see that there were other terms that could be used, like higher power, or the reference would be made God as we understand Him. That indicated to me a very openness to perceiving and conceiving of God in my own personal way, and that I would not be judged or ridiculed for any perspective that was my own. I came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. I've always believed in God. I had a traditional religious upbringing, but my conceptualization of God has been evolving to the point that now basically what I can say in relation to my concept of God is that it is a power greater than myself, and I have this sense that I can connect with it and use it in trying times. It was coming to Al-Anon when I had the level of pain and discomfort with the alcoholism an addictive behavior of my loved ones that allowed me to begin to look at God and my relationship with God in a very expanding type of way. I realized, as indicated in Step 1, that my life was unmanageable. I realized that I had frailties, character defects that I needed to work on if I were going to survive and get through the experiences that were challenging me most. And I came to believe that this power was the source of that. This power, this realization of a power in those moments when I was at my weakest, when I realized I did not have control, provided me with a sense of perspective that I could go back and say to myself, God is in charge. So the humility that I gain as a result of my involvement with Al-Anon allowed me to grow and expand and begin to really work to have a more conscious contact with God in my life, which is ever growing now and expanding, and to the point that I now can see and feel the reality of growth and the blessing almost of the experience that I have had with the problem of alcoholism and other drug abuse, that I am now a better person for it. Thanks for letting me share.
This is Anne. The first time I came to an Al-Anon meeting, I really liked some of the things that I heard, but the whole God-He aspect really turned me off. The main alcoholic in my life is my dad, and hearing about God, our Father, He, reminded me of all the times that my dad had let me down, and I just felt more pain. But later, I was softer and more open, and I could sit through the wording of the steps and traditions and feel okay about different ideas about a higher power. Now I try to think about a higher power in a lot of different ways, and that's helped me be more comfortable with it and allowed me to let go and really be part of the program more fully. And I also try to share with other people that was a hard thing for me. So some of the things that I've heard people talk about for their higher power are like the spirit of the group, just the group that you're in. For me, it's a loving, friendly divinity that sort of reaches out to guide me and embrace me. Sometimes I think about my grandmother coming back to help me out and help me work through this family stuff. And I really like nature. So the big tree in the backyard with the squirrels and the birds in it, for me, that's a higher power sometimes. So the second step can start with that concept of a power greater than myself, but it can also start with looking at what brings me to sanity. So part of what worked for me with the steps is, and still works for me, is looking for what keeps me sane. And feeling the goodness in a book or a movie or staring at the clouds outside helps me to let go of the unmanageability that sometimes rules my life, and helps me feel like, yes, there is hope, and I can be saner in my life. So came to believe that a power greater than myself can restore me to sanity, for me, has a lot of different meanings, and letting go of the regular societal ideas and, you know, organized religion ideas about what God is has helped me find some deeper meanings and a more personal connection to that higher power that helps me to be more sane and to really get deeper into the Al-Anon program and deeper into myself. Thank you for letting me share.
Hi, I'm Cindy. And how step two operates in my personal life is basically twofold. One is, over time in Al-Anon, I've come to realize, not just believe, but I realize that a higher power is going to restore me to sanity. And what that means in a practical way is that there's no amount of struggling, trying even harder, or figuring things out that I need to do in order to be restored to sanity. That the process of calming down, having some serenity and some clarity about the situation, that's going to come from a power greater than me. And so what that does is that allows me to take myself off the hook and not dig in my heels, try harder, think about it more, worry longer. At the beginning, I couldn't even conceive of what life would be like if I wasn't worrying about the things that the alcoholic loved ones in my life were doing. That it seemed to me that if I wasn't worrying about that, I didn't care. Step two helped me see that my worrying isn't going to restore me to sanity or help the situation, that I could begin to turn it over to a power greater than myself. And that leads into the second part of how practical step two is for me, and that is that I'm going to be restored to sanity. And for a very long time in Al-Anon, I didn't pay a lot of attention to that, and I think what I was operating under was that I was going to be restored to some kind of happily ever after existence, or some kind of thing where everything was going to be all good all the time. And so by looking at the step, by meditating, by going to meetings, I've come to see that sanity is access to all the human emotions. I'm going to sometimes be sad. Sometimes I'm going to be frustrated. Sometimes I'm going to be happy, joyful, confused, irritated, tired. And that is sanity now, because I'm not having to cut off anything that is part of a good, decent human life. I am able to participate as a human being fully. And that has become my new operating definition of sanity. And so from a practical standpoint, if one of the alcoholic loved ones in my life happens to be having a very difficult time and I'm frustrated, I can use step two to see that frustration is a normal reaction in this. I don't have to try and cut that off and not feel the frustration. I can accept that I feel frustrated, and then I can know that a higher power is working with me to bring me back to serenity. And so that even if the loved one has a farther path of more difficult things to go in, I can be present to that. But I don't have to also feel that it's up to me to just try harder to make it better. So step two has become very practical for me. And like others, I had a difficulty with the concept of God and that I brought into the program. And the more I was able to leave those kind of things at the door and open my mind to what Al-Anon was going to teach me, then the better off I've been for that. Well, thanks a lot for letting me share.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about Step 2 in Al-Anon.